גימל משנה גימל. רב שמעון אומר, שלושה שאוכלו שולחנך ולא אמרו עליו דברי תורה, כאילו אכלו מזבח הניסים, שנאמר כי כל שולחנות מלוכי צועה בלי מקום. So the Mishnah in Ovis says that three people that ate and on one table and they didn't say any Divrei Torah is as if they did not speak Divrei Torah, as if they had eaten the sacrifices or the korbanos of their idols. Like it said, for all the tables are full of vomit and filth when without any space, without any mockery. And the questions are obvious here. First of all, why is Dafka Shoisha? Why does Mishnah stress away three people? And why Dafka Shulchan Echad? Why Dafka one table? Meaning, what happens if they eat in the restaurant? There's two in one table and another one in one table. Why Dafka one table? And Kilun here, the Vedazora, the idolatry, is called dead idols, Zivchei Meisim. Why it's called dead idols? And then the pasuk that he brings, Kikor Shulchones Molu Kitzoya, they're full of vomit and filth, Bli Mokim. First of all, how do you see three people learning Torah? What does he have to do with this pasuk? And number two, this pasuk is talking about an altar of Avodah Zarah, right? That's Tzoya Bli Mokim. And what does the pasuk mean also to say Bli Mokim, without space? What does that mean? So how do you see that this pasuk refers at all to three people not learning Torah? The pasuk is talking about Avodah Zarah, right? And the pasuk doesn't call it Zivchei Meisim. For some reason, the Mishnah calls Zivchei Meisim the dead idols. And what does that mean, Bli Mokim, without space? But continue. Aval shloish shach shulchanecha v'molav divrei Torah ki loch v'shulchon shel mokim. It's as if they ate v'shulchon shel mokim. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for some reason here, is referred to as mokim, right? Avodah Zarah is Bli Mokim, without space, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shulchan Shel Mokim, the table of the space. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Mokim. Why specifically Mokim? And then you call the apostle, V'edaber Elai Zeh Shulchan Shel Lefnei Hashem. V'edaber Elai Zeh Shulchan Hashem, he spoke to me, this is the table before Hashem. Now the question is, that is again talking about the Mizbeach, not the table. And the table in front of Hashem, what does that mean? How do you know that three people who spoke Dvar Torah? Meaning the Pasuk doesn't say. The Pasuk is called Mizbeach. What do you see from the Pasuk? So to answer all of this, I think it's important to understand also who Reb Shimon is. If you look at the Shitas of Reb Shimon is the one who, for some reason, always thinks that the thought is very important. Lemoshal, Machlok is a Biyudin Reb Shimon, Dov Hashem Miskavit, for the Melocha without intention. Is it a meloch on Shabbos or not? Reb Shimon says, it's not. Dov Hashem is kavan potter. Reb Yehuda holds, it is chayav. Melocha she'ina tzrich legufa. If you do a melocha, which is not needed for its own purpose, meaning you do some kind of a work, which is for a different purpose, meaning you're not doing for the normal purpose of the work, you do for some side purpose. You know, your intention is different. Your intention is not the same. So machlok is the Reb Shimon. Reb Yehuda holds, you chayav. Reb Shimon holds, you're not. Lemoshal mukte, the idea of mukte, is mukte objects on their own mukte? So Rabbi Yehuda holds there is such a thing as mukte, objects on their own can become mukte. Shimon holds no, objects on their own cannot become mukte. The intention of the person is what needs to make it mukte. So again, here the intention also drives, and the question is, what does it have to do with our Mishnah? So to answer all of this, let's look at a little bit who Rabbi Shimon was and how the Gemara learns the Mishnah. Reb Shimon was one of the five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Not only was he one of the five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, the one Bob Metzia says that he was the best, the most elevated of all the Talmidim. He was true moist of Rabbi Akiva. That's Reb Shimon ben Yochai, right? And Reb Shimon Chai is the author who the Zohar is attributed to him, right? His Midrash of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. What does it have to do with our Mishnah? So the Maral explains the following. What does it mean, Shloisha She'ochel is Ki'ilu Ochel Mishulchon HaShem Mokim? And he says the following, because there is such a thing that the Pasuk writes, HaShamayim Shamayim Hashem, the Shamayim is Hashem, the Orat is not the Adam, the world is given, the physical world, to humans. That is one Madrega. And that's when you eat regular food, you're eating as a human, in the physical sense, disconnect from the spiritual sense. However, there is a concept of Hashem Haaretz Meloya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really everywhere. He's everything. And that's when you eat in Shulchan Shemokim. You're eating Sefer Ma'al from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not eating the physical, you're connected to the spiritual. Says the Maral, that's what Shimon is saying. If you say Divrei Torah, I mean you're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is revealing to you. So you are eating in a form that you're connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're not eating as a human. Mitzah, that idea of Haaretz Nosam Bnei Adam. You're eating Mitzah Shulchan Shemokim. It's not that a person is like somebody, a worker, that the balabos pays him, the employer pays him, and he eats on his own. Just the opposite, like a slave that you eat at your master's house. So says the Maral, this is the idea. The idea is that Reb Shimon holds that the world needs to be connected. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu is called Mokim. Means he's the space of the world. You're never away from him. He's everywhere. Who is the fabric that involves the world? He's the fabric that holds the world. He's Mekum Shel Olam. If you eat in a way which is without Divrei Torah, it's like Avodah Zarah. What means Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is that you disconnect the world from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's Avodah Zarah so bad that you put the world is connected by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by hook or by crook. Why? Because you know that the person can control everything. He's always vulnerable and dependent on Hashem. Whenever he calls Avodah Zarah, he's connecting the system to somewhere else. So Kibiyochol is taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu away, the world away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not Mekuyim Shel Olam. And that's why Avodah Zarah is called Bli Mokim. It doesn't have a space. It doesn't fit. Because he's taking the world from the ultimate space, that space is within HaKadosh Baruch Hu, within the world of spiritual. But Shin Ben Yochai's idea of the world is that the world of physical is not separate from the world of spiritual, but the world of physical sits, lives within the world of spiritual. It's an expression that the world of spiritual is the Mokim, is the narrative, is the meaning that makes the world of physical to be what it is. And that's why, the same way a person eats in the physical sense, a person needs also to eat in the spiritual sense, to connect to the world of spiritual, not to connect only to the world of physical. That's the idea that you have by Bria Soilam. The Bria created the goof and then created the Neshama. Here is the same way. When you feel and you connect to the world of physical, you need to connect to the world of the spiritual, because the world of the spiritual is the one that gives meaning. And therefore, Avodah Zarah is called Zivchei Meisim. What is Meis? It's physical without spiritual. Avodah Zarah took the world of physical from the space of the spiritual. You put somewhere else. That's why Avodah Zarah here are called dead idols. And even more. That's why it's Tzoya Bli Mokim. That's why it's like vomit, like a filthy vomit, that it can't fit in the stomach and it throws out a table which is all physical, not in the world of spiritual. It has no real space in creation. And therefore it's Bli Mokim. Because the Mokim of the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mekuyim Shel Olam. The world of physical is not only connected to the world of spiritual, the world of physical is an expression of the world of spiritual. It can only be explained, it could only be understood within the world of spiritual. And to explain this, this is the difference between, we always spoke that the two schools of Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel is the one who believes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a physical world, and there's a spiritual realm, but the physical world is on its own. It's mashpia, it has an influence on the world of spiritual, but those two worlds are disconnected, the two dimensions are parallel to each other. And therefore his Kabbalah is, if you want to transcend to the world of spiritual, to the world of the esoteric, you have to abandon, you have to leave the world of physical. That's why he wrote the Sefer called Echalot, and the Sefer Echolos is the one that you meditate in a way that you transcend the world of physical and you enter into the world of spirituality. That is somebody called the Bishmael. Rabbi Akiva holds not like that. Rabbi Akiva is the one who believes that the world, that the letters have themselves tagged, themselves crowns, that from the letters you could transcend to the crowns. There is a unity on the world, that the world of physical and the world of spiritual so connected that you could transcend from the world of physical to the world of spiritual without a break. The world of physical to the spiritual is one reality. And that's the Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, as we saw. When the pasuk says in one place, "Min haShamayim Ishmiya Chesed Kol HaKadosh Baruch Hu," spoke from heaven, and one pasuk says, "Be'al Aretz Elachai Tishlag De'ela," but the fire, the presence was from the earth. So one place it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared in Torah from the Shamayim, and one place it says it appeared from the earth. So to answer how the machlokes said Bishmon and Bekiva. Rabbi Shmuel says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the words was from the earth, and the voice was from Shemayim. How the Malbim explains is that the words, it's physical. The sound or the meaning behind it is spiritual. But it's physical in the worlds are physical, and there is a dimension which is spiritual. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva holds HaKadosh Baruch Hu connected Shemayim v'aretz, and he fused them into one, and he spoke from between them. It's the world of connection. Torah allows you the physical to transcend to the world of spiritual, and vice versa. That is, you're allowed to go to the crown of the levels. He had to tell me, Rabbi Yehuda ben Abeloi and Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Rabbi Yehuda ben Abeloi holds that the world of physical is the world that's determinant. In this world, is the world, there is a world of physical, and the world of physical is connected to the world of spiritual, but it's a world of physical. And therefore he holds that whatever in physical it is, that is what that dictates. Melocha shiratzecha l'gufa, if you did a melocha for the wrong intention, or without any intention, or if you have mukta, as long as the physical is that way, who cares about the world of spiritual? Who cares about the world of thought? Rabbi Shimon Yochai holds not. That connection is much deeper. It's not that the world of physical is connected to the world of spiritual, the world of physical. The world of spiritual is the space of the world of physical. The world of physical is just a manifestation of the world of spiritual. Not that they're connected. The world of physical has to be within a framework, within a narrative, within a zone, which connection. So it's not that you could connect to the physical. The physical has to be within the zone, the space of connection. And that's why he created the Zohar. Well, the Zohar is interesting. The Zohar brings a parable of... We know that there are levels of Torah, from Pshat all the way to Sotah, the secrets. Many times the Pshat makes no sense. So Rashi will say you that sometimes the Pshat is like the Medrash. The only way to learn the Pshat is like the Medrash. But then the Pshat makes no sense. Many times the Korban Pesach could be Min HaBokar, Min HaTzoyim. You know that's not true. The Gemara says the Pesach, even though calls it Pesach, is not talking about the Korban Pesach, it's talking about the Korban Chagiga. Pshutoy Kimidroshoy. But that doesn't make any sense because the Medrash, the Korah, doesn't give you this plain meaning of the verse. So the Zohar Shita is very different. The Zohar says that it is an example like you have a princess in a palace and somebody comes downstairs and he hears a prince, hears the voice of the princess and he gets very attractive to her and he gets closer and closer to her until he finds, opens the veil and sees who she is. And finally, when he sees who she is, he recognizes that the voice that he heard is exactly her voice. What's the pshat in this moshal? The pshat in the moshal is found in the pshat. The Zohar holds that the only world of pshat you can understand once you understand in the context of soid. The soid that you learn is not a higher dimension. That gets you to understand what the pshat is really. The pshat is loiki pshutoi, as long until you go to soid. Once you go to the world of soid, you megalit the world of pshat is kipshutoi. That's why the Gro in the Sof Yomov, he decided to learn just chumash kipshutoi because he saw from the pshat all the soid is atayah. And the reason of Shimon Yochai, because Shimon Yochai doesn't say that the physical is connected to the world of spiritual. The world of physical is within the world of spiritual. The world of spiritual is what makes the world of physical be within it. And the world of spiritual is the mocking. That's why skiilu ochlu shulchon shul mocking. That's why he says, why you have to need three people? And why the Shulchan Echad? He says, because the way to make the world spiritual is by uniting it. We know that the world of spiritual is the world of Echad. The world of Olam Haz is the world of the duality. The duality which we will create, which is Chesed and Din, which are the two pillars of that duality of the world. Two, the Maral says, they never connect because they are contradictions, they are clashing with each other. That's why Chesed, that's why the word Shnayim and Shnayim is always in plural. It's like two lines that come from a point that they tend to diverge. So you need a third point, which is the balance, the connection to create a yichud, some kind of a uniform way of connecting the two opposites. And that's the world of synthesis. That's what Torah is. That's why how Glilo, they came from the Golo, which Golo is also 33. It says, Baruch Rachman, Baruch Hashem, that he gave to the world a triple Torah, to a triple nation, Kohan, Vim, Israelim, through a triple person, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, the third of the brothers, and triple months with his Sivan, the third month, by a third, by the third day of Shloshim Yagbola. Why this number three is because the three, the Torah, is the one to synthesize, to create unity. That's the world that transcends, that makes the world to become spiritual, to allow that spirituality of the mark of the world to irradiate through the world. So the Maharal says the only way the world of physical is connected to the world of spiritual, not always connected to the world of spiritual, is an expression of the world of spiritual in Izon Echad, when it's three eating together. That's why three are mezamin with a greater form of zimun, because that's the form of Yichud. That's why three is Shulchan Echad. And therefore, if you are three people, that you have the ability to connect, and you make the world outside of the space of Torah, you make the world ha'oretz noson livnei adam, that's zivche meisim. What's zivche meisim? Avodah Zarah, that you take the world from the reshus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's called zivche meisim, because it's a goof without a neshama. The goof of the world to be chai has to be a neshama. The neshama is what animates, what gives meaning to the world. That's why the Shimon Yochai holds that the ikar of the world is the meaning. The physical is an expression of the meaning. Very Platonic. Platonic holds that the world of ideas is what's koveya, but that's not that. He says the world of physical is koveya, but the world of physical has only a meaning within as an expression of the world of ideas. Therefore, a melacha that doesn't have a makshava, it's nothing. Physical without makshava, without the world of spiritual, means nothing. Physical without meaning means nothing. Therefore, mukze, if there is no mental idea behind it, is not mukze, is not a melacha. And that's good for the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara, by the way, this is what the pasuk says. The shulchan is maloki, the mizbech is called a shulchan. What does it mean? Why is the mizbech called a shulchan? It says Mal. Mizbech is called a shulchan because that mizbech, which is connection, it's a shulchan. It's not only a mizbech. Every shulchan, every time that there is a physical activity, this is either lifnei Hashem. So b'meir, if it's lifnei Hashem, how do you make it lifnei Hashem? Shloisha she'ochlu ve'omra divrei Torah. How do you make it zivchei meisim? How do you make it bli mokim? By not connecting to Torah. So that's why from the pasuk, even though the pasuk is talking about the pasuk is telling you mizbeach is not unique to mizbeach, it's a shulchan. That's why the mizbeach is called a shulchan. To tell you that this is a prototype of life in its own meaning. The Gemara in Shabbos, in Daf Lamed Gimel, quotes the famous story. And the story was the following. The Yas v'Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yosef v'Rabbi Shimon v'Yosef Yehuda ben Gerim Gabayim. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon was sitting, and Yehuda ben Gerim was sitting with them. Posach Rabbi Yehuda v'Omar. Rabbi Yehuda said, opened up and said, "Come and know my shalom azu. See how nice the Romans are. Tiknu shvokim, they build big promenades, big streets, big avenues. Tiknu kshorim, they made bridges. Tiknu merchatzoyim, they made bathhouses." Rabbi Yosef shocked. Rabbi Yosef didn't say anything. None that Rabbi Shimon Yochai v'Amar. Rabbi Shimon Yochai said, "Kol mashe tiknu lo tiknu ela le'atman. They were mesaken only for themselves. Tiknu shvokim reshim zoynes. They did it from an intention. They did those promenades to be put prostitutes there. They did merchatzoyes le'ad le'atman. They made bathhouses just to be enjoying, to get their own pleasure, and they built kshon, they built bridges, not for to make life easier, but to mechas, to get tolls." And so what's the machlok is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Yehuda looks at the world of mindset. The mindset of the Romans is there's God. In the world of mindset, according to Rabbi Shimon, has only an existence within the world of thought. And the world of thought, the Romans build it for their wrong intentions. And therefore, in essence, it's wrong. The physical is an expression of the world of thought, and that's why it's wrong. Now, you could have said that when he went to the Me'orah, and he got, when he came out, and he saw people working, says the Gemara, Nofok, when he came out of the cave, Chozu Inchi, they saw people going ahead and plowing and planting. Omar, and he said, Minichim Chayoilam, these people are doing physical without spiritual. He'll go ahead and destroy the world. Because Rabbi Shimon Yochai's Mishit also, there is no world of physical without connecting to the world of spiritual. That's why Rabbi Shimon Yochai in the Yerushalmi holds that there is no Asif that grows, there's not a plant that grows, there's no malach connecting above, making it grow. The world of spiritual is turning the world of physical. It's not the world of physical can connect the world of spiritual. The world of physical has only meaning within the world of spiritual. That's why steht in Rosham that Kudosh Rabbi Shimon Chai said that Kudosh Baruch should have made a person to have two mouths. So one mouth to be constantly speaking the Torah, and one mouth to do everything else. Because everything else has only a possibility within the meaning of Torah. So Torah should have been explaining what you do in the other mouth. And however the Rosham says that Kudosh Baruch Rabbi Shimon Chai changed his mind, that that's not. But that's exactly it. Rabbi Shimon Yochai is that the world of physical is an expression of the world of spiritual. The world of physical has to be within, connected within the zone, the space, and the meaning of the world of spiritual. That's Lishitose, why he writes the Zohar. And that's why Rabbi Shimon Yochai daf bin Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that a person is Zorea b'shazria v'koitze b'shazxira, and a person could live a world of Hazeh. And Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, no, if a person is going to be Zoreya b'shazriya v'koitze b'shazktira, toira matei alea. And therefore, it's a mantra of simu retsoinu shel mokoim. If they do retsoinu shel mokoim, the world of physical doesn't exist. The world of physical is only necessary if a person is not within that space. But within that space, there's no physical activity which is not in itself an expression of spiritual, and that's Rabbi Shimon Yochai.